Once again, the World Adventurers Club convenes. Intrepid men who have braved danger in the four corners of the earth meet periodically in this clubroom and relate their thrilling experiences in strange lands. The World Adventurers Club invites you to listen in on another unusual tale of courage and friendship.
Oh, come in the shouting song. Join us, now as we march along. We are a jolly, happy-go-lucky throng. A merry crowd are we, oh, a merry crowd are we. Come in the shouting song. Join us, now as we march along. We are a jolly, happy-go-lucky throng. A merry, merry crowd are we.
Our voices ringing to skies above. Now we are singing to maidens whom we love. Oh, lovely maidens, hear ye our song. With true love laden as we march along.
Oh, come in the shouting song. Join us, now we march along. We are a jolly, happy-go-lucky throng. A merry crowd are we, oh, a merry crowd are we. Oh, come in the shouting song. Join us, now we march along. We are a jolly, happy-go-lucky throng. A merry crowd are we.
Ludvig Svorensen over there, the Norwegian-American engineer who dragged the companion over miles of broken ice and snow. An awful distance.
Hi, Sorensen. Come here a minute.
Yeah. Well, Johnson. Yeah. This is certainly a pleasure to see you again.
And you likewise, Svorensen. Here, meet some of the boys. This is Smith.
Glad to know you.
Blunt.
Oh, yes, sir.
And Rice.
This is a pleasure.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about you.
Svorensen.
Yes.
Svorensen, what's this we were reading about your being a hero out there in the frozen north? We want that story.
Yes. Well, very nice of you. All right. But when I'm finished, you'll undoubtedly think me a crazy fool instead of a hero. As you know, there are practically no roads up in the Norske Fjellet. I was sent out by the Norwegian government to look over the country and see if I thought it possible to get a short rail line through that would put the North Coast fishermen's products out to a quick market.
I've heard there's mighty good fishing up there around the northern fjords.
Yes, you're quite right. Well, I met a man at college named Olaf Madsen, and I took him along as general handyman because he could speak Norse. He and I got to be great pals, too. A swell fellow.
Yeah, it was his life you saved, wasn't it?
Well, he thinks so. We were about two-thirds through with the survey when I realized the old Ustadal Glacier was in the way of success. Still, I hated to give it up. The rest of the boys in camp were getting uneasy. It was at this point that Olaf came to me.
We might as well break camp, boss, before we get caught in this storm. Supplies are running low and the men are all ready to go back.
By gosh, Olaf, I hate like the devil to give up now. I tell you what, if the rest of the men return home, there'll be enough supplies to last you and me another 2 weeks. I want to give that pass the once over. It's the last hope for a rail line.
All right, boss. I'll stay with you till my toes and ears are frozen, if you say so.
Good boy, Olaf. I'll let the men take all the reindeer and sledges, but we'll keep the dog team.
Yeah, that's right. The dogs can take us through quicker if we run into a storm. I'll tell them they can go.
Right, Olaf.
All right, men, you can go now. Goodbye and good luck to you.
Olaf, what's that song the men are singing?
Oh, you mean Norway's luck on a white starbuck?
Hmm.
Why, that's about an old Norse legend. There was a battle once. Someone was fighting the Norsemen. The leader was a young and handsome Viking named Olaf. My mother named me after him, I guess. He was killed in the battle, and his men were running back when out comes his sweetheart on a milk-white storbuck, riding to the front, calling to the men to follow her.
Oh, sort of a Norse Jeanne d'Arc, eh?
Yeah, something like that. Well, they wailed the tar out of the enemy, but the girl vanished afterwards, white reindeer and all, and they couldn't find her nor Olaf's body neither. Some of the men thought she'd picked him up and carried him off on her white storbuck, straight to Valhalla, I guess.
So they made a song about it, eh? It's a pretty yarn, all right.
Yes, and my mother believes it. She says that every time anyone tries to do something for his country and gets into trouble, this lady on her white storbuck comes a-riding. They call it Norway's luck.
Well, Olaf, let's leave the dogs here while we make that climb and see if it will be possible to deflect the glacier. We'd better hurry, too. Sky looks threatening.
Ludvig Svorenson, you who have come across the sea to help my fatherland, you who have the blood of Olaf the Great in your veins, though you may not know it, I leave you here. See yonder cottage? A light is there. From this point on, you can carry your friend. Farewell.
Well, the next thing I knew, gentlemen, Olaf and I were both in a warm bed in a cottage and were being worked over. I wasn't frozen badly at all. In fact, I was all right in the morning. Olaf was also, all but the ankle. So give me a light, someone.
Here. How far was the cottage from the place Olaf got his fall?
11 miles.
Gad, you must be a regular Hercules.
That's what Olaf says.
Well, you don't believe that was anything but an hallucination from the cold and weariness, do you?
Oh, the whiskey, perhaps.
But listen to this. When I was able to get about the next morning, I went out and walked back on the trail I had dragged Olaf's body over. The heavy trail in the snow started from a bunch of scrub pines. It didn't go any further back. And believe it or not, gentlemen, up to that point where the heavy trail began, there were reindeer tracks only in the snow. Tracks leading just one way, coming in. And they stopped right where I started dragging Olaf. Now, you'll probably think me crazy, just as I warned you beforehand. But if you ever encounter Olaf Madsen, ask him.
Well, that's a remarkable story. A strange adventure. Say, that reminds me of an experience I had.
All right, old man, it'll be your turn next.
Is welcome to listen in on the thrilling and remarkable adventures experienced by these courageous men.